This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again on the program, we have Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couple patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. She's also the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And on today's show, we are focusing in on accepting the limitations of others and learning to accept ourselves. And Dr. Martinez, always great to have you on the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here once again. So to get things underway here today, you talk about the importance of individuals accepting the limitations of others when it comes to what they are capable of giving someone else in terms of any level of acceptance. Can you speak a little bit more about this to get things underway here today?
Absolutely. So often, and all of us are guilty of it, in our lives, we look to especially people close to us and people, family, close friends, we look to them for acceptance, for them to give us approval. And if we're looking to people who are only, we have to accept the limitations of those people. If we are constantly our entire lives looking to people who can only give us so much, we have to understand what their limit is. And if they are only capable of giving us to a certain point, we are never going to have a full sense of self-esteem, a full sense of self. We are always going to be let down and feel like we are not enough, that we are failing, that we are not achieving. We have to understand that they can only give us so much, or that they maybe are not the most, that they may be a bit of a negative force in our life. And we have to be able to look to ourselves or more positive people that surround us for that.
And along those lines, how can continuing to seek approval from someone who is not capable be very harmful to an individual in the short term and the long term as well?
Feeding into being online and feeding into people who exacerbate that cycle, who are feeding into the negative self-image and who are telling us the worst things and the worst views of ourselves, obviously is negative for ourselves. And people do that, obviously, is sort of a form of self-abuse. But when we go to the sort of the source of that, it's that feeding of the approval that we aren't getting from the most important people in our life. If we are seeking that approval from, say, a mom, a best friend, a parent, a caregiver, we have to realize that people are not perfect. People have their own issues. If they themselves can only give us so much, if they can only meet us 50% of that approval, and we realize if we come to a place of acceptance that they are never, because we are all formed to a certain point. We're all fully baked at a certain point. If they can only meet us halfway there and they are never going to be able to give us what we need, and we finally come to a point that we accept that, then we can have almost a peace to us and realize they are what they are. They can only give us what they can give us, but we can give that to ourselves, and we can start to accept ourselves and love ourselves and start to have peace about that for ourselves.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback there. That is much appreciated. And another question along these lines, you note also that an individual accepting that seeking the approval in various self-concept needs from another who is not capable can be healing and empowering. Expand on that as well.
Yeah, I just started to touch on that. Once an individual realizes that, like a caregiver, a parent, or a close friend they've had their entire life isn't capable of giving them sort of what they've always been seeking, they can start to have that peace. They can start to close that chapter. They can stop being, you know, sort of like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, like seeking what is never going to end. They can start to realize that is all they have. This chapter is never going to end. And they realize that they can close that book and realize that they can give themselves what they've always been seeking. They can realize that what they're doing is good enough, that they are good enough, and start to see in themselves all of these qualities or surround themselves with people that build them up. We talked about this a little bit in our earlier interview about toxic relationships and really setting those healthy boundaries and surrounding yourself with people that build you up. You can either surround yourself with those people that build you up, or you can build yourself up. And once you have that acceptance about those people and about yourselves, you can really start to like to be healthier and have that self-esteem and have that belief in yourself and realize that that is really the root of what you need.
Dr. Martinez, great to have you on to focus in on this. Much needed today. We're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com here on eHealth Radio Psychology and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what might it look like for an individual to stop looking for acceptance in another and start to accept themselves? Talk about that.
It could look like a lot of free time, a lot of space opened up in their lives, a lot of ability to explore their own interests, to do what they enjoy, to stop looking to make other people happy and make themselves happy, to look for avenues, careers, interests that fill them up, to not look for that pleasing the other person to sign off on what they do. It's really amazing that when people look to have someone else sort of sign off, to co-sign what they would do, things that even they might not want to do, but they need their approval on everything, and to just be able to do, to be, and it really opens up a whole new way of thinking and just being, and it's a piece.
Last question for you on this topic. Are individuals likely to fall back into patterns of seeking approval from the original person versus themselves? And what should they do if they catch themselves falling into this trap?
Oh, of course they will, because we're human. We all do it. We've all been doing things our whole lives. We've talked about this in some of our earlier interviews. We aren't light switches. We have been having patterns our whole lives. And so when we've been doing things a certain way with a certain person for either years or our entire lives, under times of stress or in familiar situations, at times when they are sort of pushing familiar buttons, we are going to revert to old patterns. I always tell people that practice works in reverse. We sort of start at a 10 and we work our way backwards. And so initially we're going to do what we've always done, but we're going to catch ourselves right when we're doing it. And then progress is going to be that we catch ourselves the next time. We're going to catch ourselves right when we almost do it. And then we're going to catch ourselves when we think about doing it, and we're going to work our way back and back and back and back. That's progress. And so, you know, when we go to our old patterns, we just have to give ourselves some kindness and realize that that whole idea of like a lapse doesn't have to become a relapse. We have not lost everything. We have the new tools and we can start fresh the next day. We realize that patterns are patterns for a reason, but we have the new tools to go forward and start doing things a better way. And the most important thing is just to be kind to yourself and realize that usually progress is not a straight line. And, you know, the best thing we do is just try to be a better us every day going forward.
As always, Dr. Martinez, really do appreciate your time and joining us here today. If listeners wanted to reach out and to tap into your resources, where's the best place to do so?
They can reach me at my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. I'm at LinkedIn at nikki-martinez. And then I would love if they would check out any of my articles at everydaypower.com, and they can just put in a keyword search for Nikki Martinez.
And as always, listeners, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Dr. Martinez, all the best. Look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And for contact and for more details, visit drnikkimartinez.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.